Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have to experience in life. And then when you experience those things, that is just the beginning of sorrow. In other words, my brothers and sisters, another translation put it this way. That's just the beginning of the birth pains. And I come to tell you, in these last and evil days, it seems like all the stuff that's going on around us is like those birth pains. Yeah, as I look back and I remember, I watched Sister P as she laid on that bed and gave birth to four of our children. I remember her having to deal with birth and labor pains. Hallelujah. Any of y'all sisters remember dealing with birth pains? Amen. Yeah, that's why we say Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. And see, the pain would come in waves. The pain, they would get stronger and stronger and closer and closer. And just for a quick side note, do y'all remember why birth pains were part of childbirth from the first place? Y'all remember? It was why? Because of sin. Hallelujah. So yeah, we're living in some last and evil days. And the reason why we may be getting a whole lot of these storms is because man is not paying attention to what God is trying to tell him. Yeah, I remember watching the movie Color Purple, and one of the songs they sang on the movie, The Color Purple, they say, God is trying to tell you something. Yeah, he's trying to tell us something right now. And yeah, a lot of people are just going on and doing what they think they're big enough and bad enough to do. And they talk about, why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? Maybe you're not paying attention to the warning sign. Yeah. Yeah, what Jesus is saying, these things are warnings. Like I told you, those birth pains, the ladies, you know, when you have those birth pains, they get, you know, harder and harder and stronger and stronger. And it seems like, oh, hallelujah, you can't bear the pain. And Jesus said, well, that's just the beginning. You know, things are, you know, you think the world is coming to an end right now. Well, no, we ain't there yet. He said, he told his disciples on the Mount of Olives, he said, don't let anyone discourage you and mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming that they are the Messiah, and they will deceive many. Amen. And why don't you look at the TV screen now? All of these televangelists that are on there now, you better be careful how, oh, hallelujah, we put our trust in those people on the radio and TV. Yeah, he said, yeah, and you shall hear of wars and threats of wars. He said, but don't panic. Yeah, yet these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. And I come to tell you, Jesus is letting us know, yes, we are living in some difficult times. Yes, we're dealing with some storms in life. Yeah, but these things have to take place. But the end is not here yet. Nations will go to war against nations. Look at what's happening over in the Middle East right now. Yeah, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines and earthquakes. And it used to be you could look at the TV and look at all of the starving kids over in Africa. And as they are malnourished, and you'll look at the TV and feel sorrow. But now all you got to do is drive down your avenue, down your street. And you can see people on the side of the street asking, oh yeah, and begging for food. Yeah, famines and earthquakes. Yeah, Yeah, yeah. It used to be that all of the earthquakes used to happen in California. Yeah. But earthquakes are even happening right here. Y'all better talk back to me. How many of y'all know that the main fault line to one of the earthquakes is running straight through Tennessee? Y'all better talk back to me today. And a few weeks ago, they felt some tremors up in New Jersey. Yeah, and I come to tell you, even though all of these things are going on all around us, oh yeah, 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 all you need to do is know that you got to hold on during the storm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, Jesus said this is just the first of the birth pains, but there's more to come. You think things are rough now. Just wait on, oh hallelujah, and see that things are probably going to get even worse. In verse 9 in Matthew 24, Jesus said, then we will be arrested and persecuted and killed. Why? Because you are my followers. I told y'all some things are going to get rough. Look at all of the people that tried to stand up for what is right, and the world will tear them down. Every time somebody stands up and tell the truth, somebody wants to bring them down. And I come to tell you, we're going to be hated because we stand for Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord don't want no coward soldiers. I know y'all like to shout and roll and throw wigs on Sunday, but he needs you to be a soldier in the streets on Monday. Yeah, 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 yeah. You can call on Jesus all Sunday long on Mother's Day, but what are you going to say when things go wrong at school on Wednesday? When things go wrong at work on Thursday, are you going to stand during the storm? Yeah, yeah, see, and people are going to hate you because of me. That's what Jesus said. He said, but that's all right. But hold on to the end. Yeah. He said, the ones that hold on to the end, they will be saved. So my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you today that reading this passage of scripture, we see that things all around us are very unstable. And I come to tell you, it all comes back around to that three-letter word, S-I-N. Yes, S-I-N. Yes, but I thank the Lord that even though I am a sinner, that I am saved by his grace. Yeah, and it's because of the troubles going on around us. It's all because, oh hallelujah, Adam and Eve messed up in the garden. And that set things in order from the beginning. Yeah, sin, tragedies, and troubles. Why? Because of sin. You seem like you can't even catch a break in life. You pay off one bill, here come another. Why? Sin. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all better talk back to me. That's when trouble all began. From the beginning, when man sinned. Oh, y'all better talk back to me in this house today. Why do men have to work by the sweat of their brow? Sin. Why do women have to have labor pains? Sin. Oh, y'all better talk back to me today. And I come to tell you, even though these things are happening all around us, don't worry. Oh, hallelujah. Just hold on and don't give up. Yeah. Seems like you get over one sickness and then here comes something else. Amen. You take medicine. Amen. Costs all that money. Then you go back to the doctor, he done found something else. And I laugh at the TV screen sometimes. Don't y'all laugh? Because when they show all of them commercials during your favorite TV show, they say side effects are this and this. And well, if I'm going to have all them side effects, amen, come on somebody. And I come to tell you, it was because of the first Adam. Oh yeah, the first Adam is the one that got us in this mess. Then, hallelujah, I'm so glad that God sent us a second Adam. And the second Adam's name, his name is Jesus. And he's the one that can get us out of this mess. And now get ready to take my seat, my brothers and sisters. I want to give you a little history of what Timothy was trying to tell us. Paul was instructing Timothy from jail. He's encouraging his young son in the ministry to see the warning signs, see the birth pains. Things are getting closer and closer. As you look through life, as you watch the news, you see things getting worse and worse. Used to be back in the 60s, you could say, can anything get worse than this? Then here come the 70s. You say, can anything get worse than this? Then you get through the 80s and the 90s, and now we're living in the 2000s. And it seems like things, oh, hallelujah, can it get any more worse? So Timothy was instructed by Paul to tell him this is just the beginning of birth pains. Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse. We are living in some perilous times, but we're not at the end yet. I told y'all a few weeks ago, many of us may already be out of here before the end comes, but that's all right. Oh yeah, you can't get there before I do. Yeah, because I remember what Paul also said, those who are alive and remain. Oh, hallelujah, you can't prevent those who are asleep. Oh, come on now. Those that are asleep, they're gonna rise up. And we'll all be caught up to meet him. Yeah. We're living in some bad times, but just hold on. This ain't the end. Yeah, Paul was telling Timothy to watch out for those people that love themselves. He was telling them to watch out for those politicians and all of those people that we're putting in office. And it seems like the more we elect them, the more money they take from our own pocket. Y'all better talk back to me today. Paul was telling Timothy to watch out for those who love themselves and their money. And I come to tell you, we're living in some times now. It used to be people would be courteous to you. They would smile and wave. But now people don't even look your direction. They don't even acknowledge who you are. They just seem like you're not even there. They'll speak to a dog before they speak to... They'll be boastful and proud. And look at all of this that's going on TV now. They're proud about all of the things that are going on. They're proud about their sin. They're proud about everything that's happening. And they're not giving God any credit. And they're not giving God any praise for their accomplishments and their achievements. They stick their own chest out and think that they are the ones that did it. They're laughing at God and say, ha, 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 is there really a God? I did this all by myself. I come to tell you, we're living in some rough times. But you gotta hold on. Oh yeah, don't give up. Yeah, they'll be disobedient to their parents. Come on here, young people. I talk back too, amen. I know some of y'all talk back. I talk back too, but I thank God that my parents had sense enough to take me to church. Y'all better talk back to me. I thank God that we had some parents that knew how to pull out that switch and had to pull out that belt to correct us and get us back. Oh, y'all better talk back to me today. Oh, yeah, you might be disobedient. Oh, yeah, but God got some ways to straighten us back up. Yeah, if you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. And the Lord chastises those that he loves. I'm so glad every now and then God have to spank me on my leg to get me back. Oh, yeah, see, they'll be disobedient to their parents. I'm talking about now. Amen. That's going on right now. They'll be disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. Yeah, you've been living under my roof all these years, and you're going to talk back to me? You a little ungrateful so-and-so, you? Yeah, y'all better, amen. And that's why back in the day when you turned 18, like you said a few minutes ago, you had to get on up out of there. Yeah. And see, there would be nothing sacred. See, now, and that's happening right now. Nothing sacred used to be. They would say, oh, you a church member? Oh, I'm sorry if I said something, if I cussed in front of you. You know, it used to be, oh, you pastor so-and-so? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, pastor, I mean. But now they'll cuss in front of you. They'll cuss you out. Come on, somebody. See, they have no sacredness about themselves. See, we go to church on Sunday. They go play golf. Come on, somebody. Knowing that God is the one that gave them that strength Monday through Saturday, you ought to at least give God one day out of your life. I think I'll go wash my 22-inch rims today on Sunday morning. You know God gave you them 22-inch rims. You ought to wait till after church. And, oh, come on now. Yeah, they consider nothing sacred. Oh, yeah, taking the Lord's name in vain. They would be unloving and unforgiving. See, I told you, my brothers and sisters, we're living in some rough times, but we ain't there yet. You got to hold on when people don't forgive you. See, here's how it works. See, as long as you're forgiving them, they all right. But you can't get them to forgive you. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, y'all better talk back to me today. Then let somebody else stay extra on their lunch and won't say nothing to them. But then when you run over because you got held up in traffic, you the one getting run. See, you're unforgiving to them. You're forgiving to them and they're unforgiving to you. See, you support people in your family. Come on, somebody. But you can't get nobody in your family. Oh, y'all better talk back to me. See, your son or your daughter graduate. Yeah, you want everybody there. You want everybody to sing their praises. But when they invite you to go, come on, somebody. See, and they will be slanderous, have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. Timothy, this is only to make you aware and to get the church ready for the storms that are about to come. Amen. You will see some of this carrying on in the world, Timothy, and some of that same carrying on in the world. It's going to start creeping over into the church. I can't even look at a gospel concert no more without seeing jiggling and wiggling. I'm just going to say it. Some of that stuff is creeping over into the church. You can't feel comfortable giving your tithes to some certain ministries because you give your tithes to certain ministries. And some of the ministries have people that are hungry in the congregation, and the pastor is driving around in a Mercedes Benz. New Mercedes Benz. Oh, come on, not used, new. You got members that are hungry. Yeah, some of that stuff is creeping over in God's church. And Timothy, oh yeah, Paul was warning Timothy, watch out for all this instability. There's some storms going on. And I told y'all, when I was having them dreams, everywhere I look, I see a tornado. Everywhere I turn, I saw wind. Everywhere I look, and I come to tell you, church, seems like everywhere you look in the cities, you look in the country, you look in other states and countries, and storms all around us. Yeah, things will be unstable, and there will be trouble all around. But here's our message today, and I'm going to leave y'all alone. I know that kept y'all too long. I know y'all got that reservation set for mama. Let me hurry up and get out your way. But if you, this is the main thing. Got to get it off of me. If you stay rooted, what Timothy was trying to tell us is all of this mess is going to happen. But the message is in verse number 16. This verse in 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. What are you trying to say, preacher? All I'm trying to say is that if you want to get through this life, you got to hold, oh, hallelujah, to the word of God. Yeah, that's the only thing that's going to hold us during these storms. Yeah, if you got a troubled marriage, the only thing that's going to hold you is God's word. If you got some trouble with your children, the only thing that's going to hold you is God's word. It says the scripture is given, oh yeah, hallelujah, inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Yeah, into each life, some rain and some storms will come. Some rain will fall. Just remember, there is one that rideth on every storm. Oh, hallelujah. And I remember on the side of the boat one day, he stepped out of the hull of the ship and he said, peace be still. Yeah, if you're going through, my brothers and sisters, if you're dealing with life and storms on the job, don't worry about it. Just hold on to the word of God. My pleasant, I don't have all the answers in life. I don't have no PhD in psychology. All I can tell you is just to hold. Hold on. Yeah, ain't nobody special. I know y'all like to watch your TV evangelists and you watch all your preachers on the internet. I ain't nobody special. All I can do is just tell you to hold to God, some changing hands. Yeah, if you're dealing with storms and you see the warning signs of the coming end, I want you to remember what the hymn writer said. It says, time is filled with swift transitions. Nothing on this earth unmoved will be able to stand. We need to build our hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's, I ain't got nothing else for you. That's all I got. Like I said, ain't no major theologian up here. I just read like y'all do. But all I can tell you, oh yeah, just hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand. Yeah, if you're going through a storm, hold on. If you're going through a test, hold on. And if you keep on holding on, yeah, one of these old days, he's going to say, well done. Well done. Yeah, you held on. You was faithful over the few. Now I'm going to make you a ruler. Oh, just hold on through those difficult times. Well done, that good and faithful servant. Hold on, my brother. That's my encouragement to you today. Hold on, my sister. Yeah, God has promised to fight all of your battles. And I remember an old song that the old folks used to say, he's a battle axe in the time of a battle. He's a battle axe in the time of a battle. He's a battle axe in the time of a battle. He'll be a shelter in the time of a storm. I told you, oh yeah, you can't run away from the storm. You either going in, or you coming out, or you in a storm. But all you got to do, hold on. Hold on. Hold on during your storms. Yeah, we see all of these things happening around us, but that's all right. Just hold on, because one of these old days, he's going to say, it is over. He's going to crack the sky. He's going to come back for a church without a spot or a blemish. And all you have to do is just make sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How do you get your name into that Lamb's Book of Life? How will you be able to hold on to the through those storms? Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any man come to God, he must first come by me. And if you want to be saved today, if you want to have this strength to hold on during the storm, we offer Christ to you. He's the only one that can help us hold on through the storm. Sorry to keep you so long. We ask that you would stand at this time. May God bless you. May God keep you.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening. Yeah, 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 yeah.
On the sand.
Yes, he did.
There was no solid foundation. The house could not stand. Another man took his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Built his house on a solid rock.
What you ought to do.
Oh, yeah.
Have a faith the size of a mustard seed. My God can see you.